This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. For anyone who's ever tried to buy tickets to concerts or sporting events from resellers, that is, buying scalped tickets, you know the incredible markup in ticket price compared to the original ticket sale price. Now, the United Kingdom will outlaw reselling tickets for profit. Ticket reseller companies in Great Britain are known as touts, platforms such as Viagogo and StubHub, and they and ordinary consumers will no longer be able to charge anything more than the price at which they bought a ticket in ticket resales. The decision comes a week after dozens of world-renowned artists, including Radiohead, Dua Lipa, and Coldplay, issued an open plea to English Prime Minister Keir Starmer to make good on the Labour Party's general election pledge to stop what they called pernicious touts. Under the plan, anyone selling a ticket will not be allowed to charge more than they paid for it. Resale platforms will be allowed to charge fees on top of that price, but those extras will also be limited to ensure that they can't be inflated artificially. The ceiling on service fees is yet to be determined. The ban will also apply to social media sites as well as resale platforms. Anyone reselling a ticket will also be prohibited from offering more tickets than they could have procured under limits set by the original box office company. Some of the UK's most prolific touts have been able to make huge sums of money by hoovering up tickets at fans' expense and then capitalizing on increased demand for the same events. Performers including Ed Sheeran and the Pixies have repeatedly lashed out at touts exploiting their fans, while this year's Oasis reunion tour attracted legions of professional ticket sellers, including three UK touts listing dozens of Oasis tickets for a combined British £26,000. About $34,000 U.S. The most extreme example of a ticket resale markup was a ticket for the All Points East Music Festival in London's Victoria Park, which listed for £114,000 on Viagogo. That's for one ticket, or $150,000 U.S. Besides the astronomical price markup, in some cases, sellers may not even have the tickets they claim to. Instead, they've been accused of engaging in a practice known as speculative selling, where touts advertise tickets they don't have, then bank the proceeds from a sale and hope to source a ticket more cheaply later on. That practice is fraudulent and also is the focus for the new UK law forbidding ticket resales at huge markups. As winter weather gets ready to settle in over Montana and snow blankets our area, the Snow Angel program in Bozeman is asking for volunteers to help elderly residents stay safe this winter. In a recent Facebook post, the City of Bozeman announced its search for volunteers to join the Snow Angel program, which recruits snow shoveling volunteers to help their neighbors to clear snow from their sidewalks. The program matches willing volunteers who can help shovel snow to older adults and those with disabilities who need help shoveling, bringing together the talents and needs of the Bozeman community. Bozeman's Deputy Mayor Joey Morrison said, "We had significantly more volunteers sign up than requests, so it was clear once we put this option out there of, hey, you want to shovel a sidewalk for someone in our community who needs it? More people stepped up than the need." Beyond neighbors helping neighbors, the program also aids Bozeman residents in adhering to city rules, which require that snow and ice be cleared from city sidewalks within 24 hours after it stops snowing. For those interested in volunteering with the Snow Angel program, more information is available by calling the City of Bozeman at 406-582-3200 or emailing snow-angels@bozeman.net. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.